today. What is up, America? What is up, America and beyond? Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing system is no miracle at all. It's really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, help a loved one get off their meds, and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, skincare, we want to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Likewise, if you have a success story that you'd like to share, or if you simply want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your Bright Side phone number. You can also check out the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or recommend on the program or advertise on the program at brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. It's a great source of B vitamins and vitamin C and fat-soluble nutrients, as well as minerals and plant-derived minerals and amino acids and chondroitin and MSM. It's loaded with nutrients, folks, and it's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. Results like more energy, reduced appetite, weight loss, better blood pressure, eating less food. And it's all for $50 a canister, a cornucopia of nutrients beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it on the Bright Side Ben .com website. You'll find the Prohova Pollen Burst up there and the Healthy Start Pack and the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, all the products that you hear us talk about on the Bright Side. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 and ask them about joining the team, the Bright Side Ben team, and making some money selling longevity products or just getting your products at the wholesale price if you like. That's 866-735-2470. Okay, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Once again, we're talking about our triangle of disease. We're on the second point. The first point is the digestive system. The second point is the blood sugar system. Between the digestive system, between digestive system breakdown and dysglycemia, which is just a fancy way of saying blood sugar breakdown or your messed up blood sugar, between digestive system breakdown and blood sugar breakdown, we have the base, the bottom of our triangle of disease. The most notable thing about these two points is their very important relationship to foods and food choices. In many ways, digestive system breakdown and blood sugar breakdown, which form the bottom of our triangle of disease, the two most important connections to all, or links to all degenerative disease, in many ways, these are choice matters. They're connected to the food choices we are making. This whole subject of eating and food choices is as delicate as it is important. Most people do not want anyone messing around with their food. Most people don't want to hear from anybody who's saying, make better food choices, you got to eat better foods. But the fact of the matter is, if you're sick, people, if your body's breaking down, you got to backtrack it to the foods you're eating and the food choices you're making. This resistance to making dietary changes in the name of health is not a recent phenomena. Throughout history, human beings have been resistant to making better food choices, to changing the way they're eating. In the book Diabetes Rising, which is a wonderful history of diabetes, Dan Hurley, the author, quotes a guy named Dr. John Rollo, who was a physician in 1798, who wrote that his patients, though perfectly aware of the impact of foods on their health, and specifically, his patients were perfectly aware of the impact of foods on their blood sugar. And Dr. John Rollo is quoted in the book Diabetes Rising as saying, quote, a medicine, he's talking about his patients who are resistant to making food choices, and Dr. Rollo is quoted by Dan Hurley as saying that his patients want, quote, a medicine that could not be discovered, however nauseous or distasteful, which would supersede the necessity of any restriction on diet. In other words, John Rollo is talking about his patients wishing, dreaming, fantasizing for a medicine, however nauseous that medicine may be, or nauseating that medicine may be, however distasteful that medicine may be, as long as it could supersede the necessity of a restriction on their diet, they would be happy. And folks, this is in 1798. This is at a time when diabetes was basically unheard of. And today we find the situation is much the same. People are still resistant to making better food choices. And, of course, diabetes is affecting many millions more people than in Dr. Rollo's time. But we still find folks, many of them who are my friends, many of them people I love, who would rather take poison medicine, Oranase, Metformin, Actos, Lantos, or the best-selling diabetes drug, Januvia. They would rather take these drugs that do zero to reverse biochemical breakdown. In fact, probably do a lot to accelerate biochemical breakdown, do a lot to accelerate our ultimate demise. These are folks who would rather be on medicines, rather have their organs removed, rather have their limbs cut off, just so they can continue to eat the way they're eating. What is going on, people? Eating in a fashion that in many cases led in the first place to the disease that they're being treated for. Folks, understand this, and understand this well. Understand this as if your life depends on it, because it does. Human beings, because of our hard wiring, have built into our brains, after millions of years of development, a certain way we like to eat. This is hardwired into our brain, and it is especially true about sugar. We have hardwired a drive for sugar into our brain over the course of millions of years. We find sugar absolutely irresistible. We are 100% compelled towards sweetness and sugar. We'll do anything to get it, even if we're on a diet, even if we got some deadly disease that's going to end up killing us, even if we're trying to lose weight, whatever. And here's the point. Food manufacturers have no compunction, no guilt, no moral scruples about exploiting this fact of biology to make money. Food manufacturers, food sellers have no compunction about exploiting this drive that has been built into us. It means that they will do whatever it takes to take advantage of this drive, even if it ultimately kills us, even if it ultimately kills our kids, even if it makes us fat and slovenly and sluggish and unhealthy. If it leads to deadly diabetes, no matter. We'll just sell you some Splenda sweetened Twinkies. If you're worried about your weight, we'll just sell you low-fat Twinkies. Now ask yourself, folks, do you really want to support this kind of twisted evil? Because that's what you're doing every time you buy a Pepsi product or a Nestle product or a Little Debbie's or whatever. Taco Bell is owned by the number one food poison corporation in the country, the PepsiCo company. Number two in the world, and every time you buy a taco or a burrito, you are supporting this twisted, evil manipulation of the human body and spirit and soul. And I know I'm on very thin ice when I talk about making better food choices, but I can't lie to you people. I can't tell you that all you need to do is just take this vitamin or this formula or that formula, or diabetes is going to go away. Diabetes and prediabetes are nothing more and nothing less than food diseases, eating diseases, voluntary diseases, choice diseases at the end of the day. Okay, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break and take your phone calls as well. 855-660-4261 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We're back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products. And to join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, you can also call the folks at the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Our number today on the Brightside is 855-660-4261. We've got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your phone calls here in the next segment. We're talking about the second point of our triangle of disease, the blood sugar system, making better food choices. If you're dealing with blood sugar issues, and that means you're one out of the millions of Americans who has blood sugar problems, 100 million or more Americans are dealing with blood sugar problems. Number one, understand that it's no accident. Your tastes and your food choices are being manipulated by people who could give a crap about you, your health, or your family, who could give a crap whether you live or die, or whether you keep your eyes, or whether you keep your limbs, or whether you deal with all of the miseries, or not, of blood sugar disease, of diabetes. The second thing to understand is we have a lot of choice in the matter. And I know that it's not really cool to tell people what to eat, and I certainly don't want to be a food Nazi. And I don't want to be telling folks you got to eat better and you got to eat more veggies and you got to stop eating the crap, but I can't lie to you. If I get letters and I get phone calls and Facebooks and messages and you guys call me on the radio program talking about blood sugar, what am I going to say? It's not a vitamin issue as much as it is a food choice issue. Yes, certainly you can make, you can take nutritional supplements that can change your blood sugar a little bit, but diabetes and prediabetes are food diseases. They're eating diseases, which means they're reversible. They're reversible. If your bonehead doctor tells you you're going to be stuck on medicine the rest of your life, he's either ignorant and doesn't understand biochemistry, or he has got a vested interest somewhere, but he's certainly not helping you. Diabetes and prediabetes are food diseases, choice diseases. That means they're reversible. And that means, by the way, that because the blood sugar, because blood sugar issues are the core of almost every degenerative disease you can name, that means those are reversible too. That means your arthritis is probably reversible. That means your hypothyroidism is more than likely reversible. Your osteoporosis, your autoimmune diseases, whatever. If they have a blood sugar issue, if they have dysglycemia at their core, which more than likely they do, they are reversible just like blood sugar issues are reversible. And the book Prescribing by the Numbers, really cool book written by a guy named Jeremy Green, who's a physician and a medical historian who studies the sordid history of medicine. That's what medical historians do. There's actually people who do that. And the book Prescribing by the Numbers, really cool book. Dr. Green talks about the story of Oronase. Oronase is one of the early diabetes medicines, oral diabetes medicines. For many years, diabetes was only treatable by insulin injections. Oronase came out in the early 60s, the late 1950s. Tolbutamide is the generic name. In the pre-Oronase days, if you had diabetes, if you didn't change your diet, you're pretty much going to be injecting yourself with insulin. And that was a very nasty business to inject yourself with insulin 50, 60 years ago. Drug companies were well aware by the 1950s that Americans were getting fatter and fatter and eating more sugar and cereals and sodas and snack cakes and cookies and other diabetes-inducing foods. Drug companies knew good and well that diabetes rates were going to be increasing, and they also knew that people hated using insulin. They hated insulin injections. Insulin injections were a big pain in the butt, literally. These days, when you inject insulin, it's not as much of a problem. Technology has made insulin injections much, much easier. But for decades, from the 1920s, when insulin was first discovered or first manufactured as a remedy for dealing with it, it never cured diabetes, never really helped a lot. But still, a lot of diabetics were taking insulin. And when you injected insulin in the 1930s and the 1940s, you used big, thick needles, and you ended up very frequently with abscesses and infections, and it was really, really difficult. So drug companies were on the search, on the lookout for what they called oral antiglycemics, oral drugs that helped with diabetes, oral anti-diabetes medicines. Anyway, Dr. Green, in the book Prescribing by the Numbers, says drug companies were spending lots of money searching for drugs that could be taken orally, drugs that were alternatives to insulin, and that's when they discovered this chemical, tolbutamide, brand name Oronase. But there were a few problems, as Upjohn found out. Upjohn was the company that bought Oronase from some German company. The big problem with Oronase, as Upjohn was very distressed to find out after they bought the product, is Oronase didn't really work very well. If Oronase was a car, you'd call it a lemon. And it was especially ineffective, or an ACE that is, was especially ineffective for patients who were already on insulin or who had really bad diabetes. Ornase was most effective for people who had just mild cases of diabetes or mild dysglycemia, mild blood sugar problems. Basically, people who were beginning to show some of the signs of poor blood sugar control that was associated with aging. Ornase was most effective on these patients who were aging and were starting to show a little bit of blood sugar problems, not for full-blown diabetics or people who had really bad cases of blood sugar breakdown. So Ornase was basically working for your average standard American who was on eating the standard American diet, who's getting older and starting to have a little bit of problems with blood sugar control. These were people who probably just needed to reduce their intake of cereal, reduce their intake of processed flours, reduce their intake of sugars, like most of us. But lemon or not, Upjohn had a product to sell, and darn if they weren't going to sell that product. So as Dan Hurley writes in Diabetes Rising, Upjohn took that lemonade and they made lemonade. They spent millions of dollars on trade journal advertising and marketing, convincing doctors that even if somebody had no symptoms, mild cases of poor blood sugar control needed to be treated with drugs, even if there were no symptoms. If a blood sugar test was done and the numbers came out a certain way, according to Upjohn, these patients needed to be on Ornase. There was a quote that I think it's Dan Hurley says, or maybe it's Jeremy Green actually says this in his book Prescribing by the Numbers. He gives a quote from a promotional film that was produced by Upjohn for doctors designed to sell Ornase. And this is a quote that speaks volumes about what drug companies are all about. Ornase, or Upjohn says that in this movie, we have to, quote, convince people who do not feel sick, who do not feel that they are patients, to begin to take a drug for a disease they never knew they had, unquote. This is from Upjohn's movie, quoted by Jeremy Green in the book Prescribing by Numbers. Now, while it's true that most of these mild cases would probably progress and progress to full-blown diabetes, that's what happens, So the manufacturers of Ornase weren't lying about this. The fact of the matter remains that even by the 1950s, everybody knew that if you had mild blood sugar problems, all you needed to do was improve sugar control and change the way we eat. Change the way you eat. No drugs required. Here's a really important point about this whole eating and sugar and processed corporate crap that passes for food scandal that we are all dealing with as Americans and around the world as well. We are being manipulated in the most sneaky and insidious fashion. Our most basic primal drives and needs for energy and for food, drives that are hardwired into us and in large measure beyond our control, are being hacked into by corporate criminal biochemical pirates who could care less about our misery and ultimate decay and destruction and death as long as they extract our last dimes and dollars. Does this manipulation make you mad? It makes me really mad. All right, we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. We continue talking about the triangle disease. We're coming back with your phone calls on the Bright Side. Don't go away.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month while supplies last. Prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll continue with our triangle of disease and then get into some of the electronic nature of good health and the electronic nature of good food choices. And we continue talking about the electrical nature, the electric train of health, I call it. The electrical nature of good health. We'll do that in the coming days. We'll talk about the third point of our triangle and how you can deal with adrenal thyroid issues as well as the electrical nature of health in our coming Bright Side episodes. So you're going to want to tune into that. Time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261. Let's finish up here with Jackie, who called in late yesterday. Jackie, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure. We're talking about thyroid, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you want to deal... You were diagnosed as hypothyroid?
I was, and I guess they said my PTH levels was high, and my main thing was my energy was just staying down, staying fatigued. I knew something was up, and I don't know if I want to do that surgery.
No, you don't want to. First of all, the parathyroid and the thyroid are different, even though they both have the name thyroid in there. The parathyroid or para, they're next to the thyroid, and they're involved in calcium regulation, which is obviously important, especially for women as they get older. It's different from the thyroid, though. The thyroid is the main energy gland in the body. The thyroid makes something called thyroid hormone, obviously, thyroxin technically. And this thyroid hormone goes into every one of the cells of your body. And this fact alone is tremendously important, really amazing when you think about it. You've got 100 trillion cells in your body, and each one of these cells is somehow being dosed moment by moment with material, with chemistry, with chemicals that are coming out of the thyroid. And this dosing turns the chemistry of a cell on. Now, we said many, many times in this program that all disease is cell disease. The thyroid, via the activity of the thyroid hormone, which is interacting with every one of these cells in the body, turns cells on, like a key turns your car on. Thyroid hormone makes keys, if you will, for turning the machinery of a cell on. Without enough thyroid hormone, the keys won't work, and the machinery of the cells will slow down, and every single health symptom is possible. The thyroid is the jumping-off point from the triangle of disease, as we'll talk about tomorrow. It's the jumping-off point from the triangle of disease to all degenerative breakdown disorders. There is no such thing as a degenerative disease without thyroid malfunction, whether you're diagnosed with hypothyroidism or not. Read Broda Barnes' book, The Cure of... I forgot the title of it, actually. The Hidden Epidemic. The Hidden Epidemic, Broda Barnes. It's all about hypothyroidism, and it's linked to all diseases, all degenerative diseases. So what do you do for the thyroid? Well, first of all, you got to address the triangle. So the thyroid is the tip of the triangle. It's actually the adrenal thyroid complex. The thyroid gives your cells energy to do what they're doing. The adrenal glands, which are linked to the thyroid, gives your cells energy to do what they're doing in an emergency fashion. The adrenal glands do the same thing, in essence, or in a certain kind of way, that the thyroid does, but for emergencies. The thyroid gives your cells energy to do what they're doing in a day-to-day basis. The adrenal glands gives your cells turbo energy. Like, just like your car has a turbo on it when you're trying to accelerate real fast, cortisol and the adrenal hormones, adrenal chemistry, give your cells turbo energy when they need to accelerate real fast, like when they're running from a saber-toothed tiger or when they're dealing with some kind of physiologic stress. So here's the take-home message. When the adrenal glands are active for a long period of time, chronically active, chronically putting out adrenal hormones, chronically cranking out cortisol, and your body is running on all this cortisol energy, I call it coffee energy. We'll talk about this tomorrow, where you're functional and you've got energy, but it's a jittery kind of energy. It's not a smooth kind of energy. Does it sound familiar to you, by the way, Jackie?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's all the adrenal glands. Over time, to compensate, your thyroid will slow down. This mechanism is really, really important to understand. When the adrenal glands are putting out turbo energy over the course of time, the thyroid will compensate for all that surge, for all that energy surge, by slowing down, and that's one of the major reasons why we end up dealing with hypothyroidism. So step number one for hypothyroidism is deal with adrenal stresses, and those can be physiologic stresses, mental stresses, or emotional stresses. Deep breathing is one of the most important things you could ever do for adrenal health, and likewise for the thyroid. That's the first thing I would be doing. Cheap, free, easy to do. You can do it all day long. You don't need a doctor for it. Practice deep breathing techniques. It'll slow your adrenals down, and the thyroid will begin to perk up again over time. The next thing you want to do, we're working backwards on our triangle, is work with the blood sugar system. Eat more foods that stabilize blood sugar. Stay away from foods that spike blood sugar. That means more protein, more saturated fat, which can be wonderful for the thyroid. That is coconut oil fat, essential fatty acids. Work on the fatty system of the body and stay as far away as you can from processed foods, cereals, flours, snack cakes, sugars. You know the usual suspects. Anything that messes up your blood sugar. Anybody check your blood sugar lately, by the way, Jackie?
No, I haven't had
That might be something to think about. You don't even really need to check it. You can just work on your blood sugar. But that might be something. That might be an area that you want to approach as well. So number one, work on the adrenal glands. Deep breathing. Salt water is also a great way to handle adrenal issues. Do you have problems sleeping at night, or problems where you can't fall asleep even though you're tired, or you wake up tired, or you wake up in the middle of the night? That kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, all of that is all of that's the adrenal thing going on. So salt water can help. The mineral zinc can help, both for the blood sugar system and for the adrenal glands. The entire B complex can help, both for the blood sugar and for the adrenal glands. I'd be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You really want to focus especially on vitamin B5, vitamin B1, vitamin B3, niacin, and vitamin B12. But just do the whole B complex. You'll get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C is not only important, well, vitamin C is important for everything, but it's especially important for the blood sugar system and the adrenal glands. I'd be using 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day. You notice I'm not even talking about the thyroid directly yet. We'll tell you a few things about the thyroid here in a moment. So adrenal glands, focus on food choices, stabilize the blood sugar, use the sweeties, use the B vitamins, use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Magnesium is stupendously important for both the adrenal glands and the blood sugar system. It'll help relax you too, but it's important for the adrenal health. 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. If you have any digestive problems, those will function. Those will act as a major stressor on the adrenal glands. They'll also throw off your blood sugar system. Stay away from foods that throw off the digestive system, that cause burping, heartburn, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. One of the most important relationships of the digestive system to the thyroid is something called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. That's when the body attacks the thyroid gland. It's called an autoimmune disease. If you are one of the, and by the way, some people feel up to 80% of hypothyroidism issues are related to autoimmunity. If you have Hashimoto's, and even if you don't, just focus on digestive wellness. If you know you have digestive problems, don't underestimate the link between the digestive tract and the thyroid. Use probiotics. I've said it before that the thyroid hormone is activated in the intestine, in the digestive tract. If you have any kind of digestive compromise, that's going to affect how potent your thyroid hormone is, and that, of course, will also affect hypothyroidism. Use probiotics. Use digestive enzymes. Stay away from problem foods. Use apple cider vinegar after meals. Use lecithin with your fatty foods. If you have any gallbladder issues or any liver issues, you want to make sure that you're eating smaller amounts of fatty foods, and you're using your fatty foods with your digestive enzymes and with your lecithin. Now, as far as the thyroid directly goes, there are some supplements that work directly on the thyroid. I'll tell you what those are in a minute, but before I do that, I want you to understand, if you have adrenal issues, if you have blood sugar issues, if you have digestive issues, your supplements for the thyroid are going to be far less effective if you don't correct these problems than if you do, if they're even effective at all. But hang tight, I'll tell you about some supplements that you can take directly for the thyroid, Jackie. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to all our callers today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, and
engrave ink embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Jackie, still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so more directly for the thyroid, a couple things that you want to think about. You said you're on Synthroid, right?
Yes.
Ask your doctor about Armour Thyroid. Armour Thyroid is a little bit more effective than Synthroid. Synthroid is one of the more notoriously ineffective drugs, and usually folks will have to have their Synthroid levels, Synthroid dosages changed as they're taking their Synthroid. Has that happened with you?
Yeah.
How many times have they changed a lot?
Three times.
Yeah, that's pretty much par for the course because manufacturing Synthroid is very difficult. So people on Synthroid end up having to change their dose a lot. Try Armour Thyroid or ask your doctor about Armour Thyroid. More directly for the thyroid, here's a couple of nutrients. Selenium, very, very important. I'd be taking the Ultimate Selenium, 400 micrograms a day. Sulfur probably will help you. MSM sulfur, maybe 1,000 milligrams a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Zinc picolinate, these are all directly for the thyroid, but they'll have some multiple benefits for you. Everybody knows about iodine. You should be using iodorol or something like iodorol, 12.5 milligrams a day. Vitamin D may help you with your parathyroid issues. Get out in the sun. That's the best way to get your vitamin D. You may also want to use fish oil. Make sure you're eating the skin of, if you're eating chicken or fish, make sure you eat the skin. That's where the vitamin D is located. And then organ meats can be a good source of vitamin D. If worse comes to worse, get yourself a supplemental vitamin D, 5,000 or so milligrams or international units. I always forget if that's milligrams or, 5,000 or so IU of vitamin D a day. Is it IU? I forgot if that's IU or micrograms, but 5,000 is what you're looking for on that. Vitamin E can be helpful for the thyroid. 400 international units a day on vitamin E is a good place to be. And I'm not sure if I said vitamin C. I told you about vitamin C for the adrenal glands, but vitamin C can also be helpful for the thyroid as well. And by the way, iodine can also be helpful for the adrenal glands too. All right, does that help you, ma'am?
Boy, you got lots of, me a wealth of information.
That is a wealth. That is a wealth of information. Last but most certainly not least, as far as your parathyroid goes, try to avoid at all costs having surgery, whether it's elective surgery. Well, elective surgeries, if you have an emergency, that's one thing. But elective surgeries, man, if you can do, if you can use nutritional supplements or make lifestyle changes to avoid going under the knife, I highly, highly recommend you do it, no matter what kind of surgical procedure you're thinking of. There's no such thing as a surgical procedure that's 100% safe. There's no such thing as a surgical procedure that will leave you healthier than you were before. And if you have an emergency, you have an emergency. But if not, try to avoid it at all costs. And thanks so much for your call. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Moving on to our next phone call. Let's do Ty in Texas. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, buddy.
I had a question about Provigil or Modafinil and then just nootropic or smart drugs in general, what your
sure.
thoughts are on.
Sure, what do you want to know?
Are they a good idea?
I don't think any drugs are a good idea. Modafinil is actually used for narcolepsy, but it kind of can keep you a little bit alert. Provigil, hence the is a narcolepsy drug. That's where they get the name Provigil, keeping you alert. Interestingly, one of the best ways to keep yourself alert is to up your body's ability to make or up your brain's secretion of something called orexin. Orexin is a chemical that acts like a natural Provigil. It's your brain's own Provigil. And guess what it is that stimulates orexin?
What?
Any ideas? Appetite suppression, fasting, not eating. As soon as we eat, our orexin levels drop. When we're not eating, we become provigilant. We make our own Provigil. The fastest way to up your body's natural nootropics, that's hard to say, your natural nootropics, by the way, are drugs that increase learning ability. Nootropia is learning ability. Nootropic drugs increase learning ability. Stimulating orexins by appetite suppression is the best way to make your own provigilant kinds of drugs. Keeping yourself alert is linked to appetite suppression, just like eating is linked to sleepy time. So fasting, intermittent fasting, that's probably my favorite way to up your own amphetamine-like brain chemicals, your own Provigil chemicals. The B vitamins are also wonderful, especially vitamin B12. Sometimes you got to think how much of our problems with thinking, or how much our problems with learning, or how much of our problems with alertness are related to nutritional deficiencies. When you think about it, if our body uses these mighty 90 nutrients, in essence, like a car uses gasoline, under conditions of nutritional deficiency, which most of us are dealing with, we're going to be running out of gas. And then we're going to think we need nootropic agents, or we're going to think we need stimulant agents, whether they're caffeine or prescription drugs, when really all we needed was a good nutritional supplement program and to make better food choices. So laying off of insulin-spiking foods, that's another wonderful strategy. Eating more protein and more essential fatty acids, as well as more saturated fat. Weaning yourself off of the processed foods. Isn't it interesting how the foods you see advertised on the program, on television programs, are sleepy time foods, foods that knock us out, foods that make us less alert, foods that make us less active, foods that domesticate us, foods that make us less rebellious, if you will, foods that make us more compliant. These are all the foods we're eating, and these are all the conditions of nutritional deficiencies. And then they want to give us drugs like Modafinil or Provigil or nootropic kinds of drugs to reawaken us, to make us alert again. So if you want to know my take on these kinds of drugs, stay away from them. You don't need them. If every once in a while you feel like you got to have a little burst of a drug, of a stimulant like Modafinil or Adderall or any of these other stimulant type of drugs, then maybe do it once in a while if you have a prescription for it, of course. But as a long-term solution, there are bad news. All drugs as a long-term solution are bad news because the body processes them as poisons. The body doesn't have a lot of substances that it can work with. They're basically the mighty 90 and phytonutrients. That's basically it. And of course, protein and carbohydrates. Between protein, carbohydrates, the mighty 90, and phytonutrients, that's the only things the body knows what to do with. Everything else has to be processed as a poison, and that includes all prescription drugs, including Modafinil or Provigil or Cymbalta or any other drugs that you may be taking. And why would you want to increase the poison load on the body? The body's got enough darn work to do just dealing with day-to-day life. The last thing we want to do is burden it further with prescription drug poison, whether that prescription drug poison is for a degenerative disease or for some kind of brain stimulation or whatever. Does that help, buddy?
Yeah, that helps. Thanks, Ben.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in. Mary in Oregon, what is going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. Got about a minute and a half, Mary.
My daughter has colitis, and she's on some serious meds right now, and I was trying to find out what I can do to help her switch from the meds back to a healthy eating diet. I'm looking for some literature that I could to learn more about. Whether you have some advice on which way I'd like to go.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, they're giving her steroids, no doubt. Prednisone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
You want literature? Google prednisone. Do a scholar Google search on prednisone and side effects and toxicity. That's all you need to do. I'm telling you, it is in a formulary that includes numerous evil drugs, twisted, satanic, nasty medicines. Prednisone is the king. And if it's not the king, it's the prince. I don't know what the king would be, but it's certainly royalty. In the world of poison drugs, prednisone is royalty. If it's not the king, it's the queen or the prince. It's right up at the top. All right?
Okay.
That's pretty bad.
Understanding that, what would I be doing and how
foods.
Can I get her?
Okay,
foods.
Good. Anything? Good. Fair question. Prednisone is a immune suppressant. It means it's shutting down the immune system. The immune system is the defense system. So what the doctors are doing, they're saying, well, the defense system has been activated. So let's see. What do we do when the defense system is active? Oh, yeah. We shut it down. We suppress it because we're doctors and that's what we do. We suppress the immune system when it's active. Well, intelligent people like yourself, Mary, who are asking, well, I don't want to really suppress my defense system or my daughter's defense system, will ask, well, what's activating the defense system? Well, is it a little fairy that's activating the defense system? No. Is it magical dust that's sprinkled in the air that's activating the defense system? No. Is it some mysterious ghost that's activating the defense system? No. Well, then what could it be? Oh, something I'm putting in the body. Food. The only reason your daughter has colitis, ma'am, is because of something she's eating. Now, at this point, it's probably she may have some degeneration. And the body, the digestive tract starting to break down pretty significantly. But initially, anyway, what triggers colitis, which is an itis of the colon, an inflammation of the colon, an immune activation of the colon, is foods that she's eating. Get her on a liquid diet, have her intermittently, or have her fasting, ideally, eating way less calories, and notice the foods that make her symptoms flare up. They'll usually be grains, probably dairies involved. It could be something as seemingly benign as spinach or tomatoes, whatever it is, notice those foods and have her eliminate the foods. It's as simple as that, really. And oh, by the way, probiotics are going to be her best friend, both in the form of fermented food and probiotic supplements like the Nightly Essence, which I absolutely love. Have her using 80 billion units a day, and whatever brand she decides to use, have her take multiple strains of bacteria, 10, 14 different strains. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue with our triangle of disease. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.